Blog Talk Radio.
Is the Lord God living, before whom I stand? I live my life as a servant, righteous and holy, in spirit and truth. This is True Worship Radio.
Tuning in, all honor and praise to our Lord God Almighty who art in heaven. This show is for his glory. Amen. Praise him. Praise the Most High, a most glorious, wonderful God who has given us grace and salvation through the sinless life of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And the blood he shed on the cross. Amen. Let us always focus on that and make it our vow. Our vow as believers, as Nazarites, to live as sinless, as holy life to please him. Amen. That we can dwell for eternity with him in New Jerusalem, a bride, the city that's being prepared for us. Amen. So let's live and walk in that instance. That should be our focus. And again, it is a challenge. It is a challenge here as we dwell and observe wickedness all around us, but again, no matter what happens to us, we know we have the victory. Amen. And that's what we need to focus on. Today's show is going to talk about the life of or the book of Psalms. Again, we've looked at many different subjects, and the subject we're going to look at today is the comfort in the Psalms. It says, a king who had a threat of his life wrote most of the Psalms, which was King David, looked to them for comfort in these difficult times. And I noticed that a lot of times that, you know, when I just, in fact, the location of the Psalms in the Holy Bible is like right in the middle. It looks like whenever you pick it up to grab it and to look for something, that's where you end up, is in the book of comfort, the songs to the Lord, to focus on what he's done for us and what, you know, we need to look forward to keep us in truth, to keep us focused as holy believers. That's what he wants. Praise him. Praise Jehovah. Praise him. Praise Jehovah. Praise him. Praise Jehovah. Our God, praise him, praise Jehovah, praise him, praise Jehovah, praise him, praise Jehovah. Our God, amen, our Creator, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen, glory to God. Speaking of Jehovah, one of the Psalms, one of my favorites, and of course, there's several favorites. Again, you know that the Holy Spirit reminds you of things that you've read before in the Holy Bible, and some of them that come to mind quite often is the Psalms. For me, Psalm 83:18, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. Amen. That is a favorite psalm, and I repeat it to myself. And like I said before, there are so many gods, so many pseudo gods, fake gods out there, that it is important to recognize what your God's name is. He said, I am that I am to Moses, because he is all, you know. But again, he shared his name with us, Jehovah in the English language. I know some people say Yahweh. That's in Hebrew. I'm not really sure what it is in Mandarin, French, or Spanish, or whatever. So again, don't feel bad that it is Jehovah. Some people try to tell you, his name ain't Jehovah. That's it in the English language. Okay? You say what you want to say. Let me say what I want to say. I'm going to say Jehovah. But I do like to say the name of my God so that those pseudo and fake gods out there, because there's so many of them, will know that I am focused on the Creator God, the God of the Holy Bible. Again, there's a religion of a group of believers that use the name that do not have God in the right place in his deity. I'm not talking about them or their God and what they're doing. I'm talking about my God and the God of the Holy Scriptures. I'm not going to add any pagan religion, which there's a big one coming up, Halloween, I'll mention it. Nazarites and true believers of the Most High won't participate in that. Some people say, well, I'm going to dress as something holy, and they try to come up with festivals and stuff for the kids to replace. No, that is a big pagan holiday that you shouldn't have anything to do with. Let's focus on the holidays that he has given us. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have to focus on theirs. He's given us the Lord's Supper. Let's focus on that. Jesus' death and him rising and winning the salvation for us. That's what we should focus on. Who cares what they're doing? Don't even look at that. That's what I'm saying. But again, let's get back to the Psalms. So much comfort in the Psalms. The Psalms actually starts out, let's see, and I repeat that on at the end of the show. It says here, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, but seated in the sin of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's how the Psalms start out. So again, that's what we should be focused on. You should actually start your day reading God's word, focus on God's word, and in your night that way. Again, we're told we should pray three times a day. So, you know, when you do that day in and day out, that becomes your way of life, and that's what's important to you, because if you're not living holy now, you're not going to have fun in the kingdom. So you can't feel that, oh, I'm a sin and forgive. It doesn't work like that. Thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So you want to get into the act of living a holy life here so that you will be comfortable when you get to the kingdom. Otherwise, you're going to be bored and you're going to be focusing on this world. And it's not going to become, you should be different. You should be a stranger in this world. You should be separated. And again, I know it's difficult, and you hear people talking about worldly things all the time. You know, either you can separate yourself and not have anything to do with the people, or you can live your life or have responses in a way that keeps you true to yourself. You know, it's a challenge, but you have to be honest. You can't be a liar. But you can answer in a way that doesn't necessarily make them uncomfortable, that still keeps you in truth, you know. God spoke in parables. Learn from that. You say it in a way that's still honest, but I guess comfortable to them. Anyway, let's finish out Psalm 1. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wilter, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. Praise God. God says that we should prosper here. And again, different challenges in this world, because it's all about money. I mean, what do they say? Cash rules everything around me. It's all about money. Everything is a contract, commerce, money, because money is control. But still, if you stand true to God and be holy, meek, and low, he's going to provide. It says in Proverbs, his kids don't beg for bread. So, again, that's the main thing we want to do. Stay focused on the Most High day and night so that we can have an abundant and prosperous life. And it's not just you want money. You just want to have the general things of life, because you know your riches are not on this earth. You know, and the more things you get here, the more you got to take care of, the more money you need, you know, your focus should be on eternity. That's the main thing I think of. You know, I'm looking forward to life with the Most High outside of this place. You know what I'm saying? You know, I want to be in the land. I was actually reading Revelations 22 yesterday, where there is no night, pure gold. You know, I've thought in daydream before that I will polish. I don't know. I had a vision that I could see toward God's throne, and there was like a row with not statues, but different things lining up to his throne, and me and the other believer were giggling because we were polishing them and cleaning them, you know, and looking toward. I look forward to that. I don't mind working as long as I'm around the throne and making him happy, you know. That's what our focus should be. The ungodly are not so, Psalm 1, verse 4, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. See, just weak and whisked away. Verse 5, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Psalm 1, verse 6, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. But anyway, I was just mentioning that because at the end of the show, I always say, as it says in Psalm 1, and again, we should study God's word day and night. But there is just so much. When I look through the Psalms, there is just so many verses highlighted. Such a good book, Psalm 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And that's, again, focusing on the true word of God. Stay focused with the authorized King James Version. Everybody should have the same textbook. The new King James Version takes away words and changes things up. We don't want that. We want something that came out in 1611 in our English language. And everybody stay focused on that authorized. There it is. And some people say that version's even changed. Let's not stress over that. It's not changed that much, I don't think. Look at this, Psalm 17, verse 15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Woo-hoo, yes, yes, I have that one pointed out. Because that is it. We want an incorruptible body. We want to be spirit. We want to be in a form where we can see the Most High every day. Again, his word is alive and we truly adore it, but it would be wonderful to wake up in his likeness. Is that a wonderful thing? Psalm 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Amen. Glory to God. That verse has a lot in it. I mean, we could actually do a podcast just on that little bit right there. But again, staying in truth, it will make you wise. Amen. I mean, you know, that's the main thing. What does it say? To make us wiser than our enemies. If we just stay in truth with God's holy scriptures and do what it says. You know, we ain't got to do over and above because he's already given us the free gift of salvation. We just have to focus on those Ten Commandments and the statutes to live a holy life. If you're not focusing and truly trying to live a holy life, you're falling short. You know what I'm saying? You can't, what does it say, love God and man? I'm not saying that you're perfect. Nobody's perfect, but you should be trying with all of your being to be a holy individual before him in truth. Psalm 26:1, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in thine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Amen. That's it. Look at this, Psalm 29:11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. One thing I want to point out, too, as far as the Psalms, they say that you can read all the Psalms. There's 150 Psalms. If you read five Psalms a day, you can read them in a month. Tack on one chapter. The Proverbs, and you can read both the Psalms and the Proverbs in 1 month. That's a wonderful thing. Amen. Glory to God. We might do a part two on this next week.
Thank you for tuning in. This show is sponsored by Janice Smith. Friday, 5:30 to 6 for more. True worship of our Father in heaven. Read the Holy Bible and pray day and night as he tells us in Psalms 1. He's worthy.
Thank you.